Central New Yorkers may need to work together to face a transportation culture that could be changing in the years ahead. As WRVO's Ellen Abbott reports, a year-long study offers insights on what could be coming.
Heidi Holtz, co-chair of the How Central New York Moves study, says there's a kind of vicious circle when it comes to making sure there are enough walkable, bikeable, and mass transit options for Central New Yorkers.
We're not dense enough to really support a really robust public transit system, to really support as many of the bike lanes we might have. There is certainly weather considerations, but what we discovered was that actually doesn't get in the way of a lot of people.
She says that comes from a culture that revolves around cars. So the answer may call for a new mindset.
We need to start actually, quite frankly, not looking at ourselves as a car-centric culture. The new demographics between the millennials and the baby boomers are showing that that is not our future. We need to think about becoming a walkable, multimodal transportation community, and part of that is not always thinking I'm going to jump in my car.
Centro, the area's only mass transit option, is heavily weighed in the discussion. But Holtz says there should also be other options, including ride sharing or private transportation systems that could provide shuttles, say, to businesses. Holtz says ultimately it means different stakeholders need to work together. And she notes some of that has already started.
We already know there are people who have connected who hadn't connected before. Sometimes we find that just the process of the study is just as valuable rather than even printing the document.
In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.